I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the season finale of Nancy Drew. I'm your host, Chelsea Overocker, and we have our full panel tonight. We have Kay Montgomery.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kay. Are you staying safe out there?
I am. You're moving.
Good. All right. And also, Kay here is a lover of old-fashioned mystery. So this is our last one that we're going to figure out tonight. And then last but not least, we have Samantha Jacobs.
Hi. Hi, y'all.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Doing good tonight?
Yes. I'm so excited to talk about this episode.
Oh, me too. And then Sam here is also a fan of the Nancy Drew books. That's why she's on this panel. And she's running our live chat. So if you're in the chat room, say hello. And if you're an Apple Podcast listener and would like to join in, simply go to AfterBuzzTV.com, select Nancy Drew, and join on in. Okay, for tonight's season finale, we are going to be talking about Owen's death. Was everyone shocked from what really happened to him? And then Bess and Liz Bess' relationship, they are having work conflict issues come between them. Is that also going to affect their relationship as well? And George is pulling away from Nick. And after watching tonight's episode, I'm even more invested in the relationship. Do we all feel the same way? And for a special segment with Sam, we're going to discuss our favorite scene or the moment from that episode, our favorite moment. And news and gossip with Kay. The showrunners will let us know what we can expect for season two. And then predictions, what's going to happen next season? We'll kind of talk about that. But before we get into tonight's episode, ladies, what was your overall thoughts?
I'm sad that it's over because we're missing four episodes. It was a very condensed version, I will say. But I'm so proud of George in this. I need to do my humble brag and say I was right about Owen and how Nancy needed to get her act together, and she's getting it together slowly. But, you know, that's how I felt. I felt like they really just tried to push everything together, but we got what we needed.
Yes.
I was sad to see Owen go, even though he was not my favorite character. I was absolutely wrong about him because I thought for sure the Iglesia took him. So that was a nice, juicy piece of like, wait, what going on? That was probably for me the most shocking thing in the episode to find out that Owen was not killed by a supernatural force. So that was a shocker.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with you, Sam. I was totally Team George for this whole episode. So I cannot wait to talk about her and her, just how she evolved as a character overall. So I think that's really great. But let's get into our first topic, Owen's death. So Kay, you touched on a little bit. You were shocked. You thought it had something to do with Iglesia. But last week, I was kind of more assuming it was going to be someone who killed him. What were your thoughts, Sam?
I didn't think that we would find out who killed him. I thought they were going to leave that as our season two, like, intro. But I honestly, I had no idea. I didn't know who it was going to be, but I knew that he was dead. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that it was going to be the mom in some way. Like some type of Marvin Hudson mom type of thing going. But I didn't think Josh.
Agree. I didn't know that they would pull Josh into this. I mean, I know it was still a mystery because he just, you know, after he got electrocuted, he just left and he disappeared. He went off the canvas for a while. So it makes sense that they brought him back, but I didn't think it was to kill Owen. So let's get into this topic. Last week, we left off assuming Iglesia killed Owen because they did not pay the toll. However, I thought it was really weird how Owen ended up in a bathtub and that his phone was placed on the ground in the hallway. And then this week, we learn that the Iglesia takes all souls when they have to pay the toll, just not one. So that gets Nancy to think, okay, let's check out Owen's apartment and see what's going on. And they see a handprint on the window and they're thinking, okay, who would be watching Owen? But then we learn that it wasn't Owen, it was Nancy the whole time. And then when Lizbeth is there at the scene, she grabs the substance from the handprint and it's blended with ethyl, gasoline, and FCW oil. And right away when they say motorboats, I was like, okay, it's Josh. Because who else would it be?
Right.
Was that kind of a big clue for you guys too in that moment when they were all putting it together with the fingerprint?
It was for me because I remembered how he just left mysteriously and they never touched base on it. And I'm sure they were going to try to like extend his plot, but they had to bring him back. I think if they didn't bring him back this episode, something would still feel missing, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And then I thought the phone was great too, because that was still a big mystery for last episode, because I kept thinking, why would the phone just be dropped in the hallway? Like, that's really weird. And we learned that someone was Josh trying to get into the phone to send a text message to Nancy. But this is why we're Team Owen, because he sacrificed his life to protect Nancy.
A little
party dance right here. But do you guys like overall how they brought this into the scene, or did you wish it was the Aglika? Are you glad that it was Josh? Not glad, but do you like how the showrunners, yes. I know we're not happy about it, but do you like how the showrunners made it Josh the killer instead of the Aglika the killer, and it was more, not so much a ritual?
You know what it made me realize, and I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth about it in news, is that nothing supernatural has ever killed anybody, right? Like, we were like, maybe Lucy was the one who killed such and such, maybe. And I just feel like ghosts are around to guide you, maybe scare you sometimes. But I don't think in this situation, the supernatural is ever going to actually kill anybody. Because we've been, like, once I realized that the Aglika didn't kill him, I was like, you know what? Ghosts never kill anybody in this show. Like, we see blood buckets, little different things happen. But, like, I think that, you know how different worlds follow rules? Mm-hmm. I think that's a rule in Nancy Drew's world. Is that the supernatural can scare you and frighten you, and it makes all of these, it makes us have ideas like it's gonna kill somebody, but it never once has, and I don't think it ever will.
Yeah. Do you guys like that part of the show where for right now, the supernatural is just kind of more of a presence, but really it's someone that, who kills people. It's nothing to do with supernatural elements, just only that there's a presence and it can misguide us. But do you guys like how they bring that into the show, or do you want a supernatural?
I think that would be something that would kind of mix it up if they want to do it next season. If not, then I'm just going to be like, I'm not going to be worried about people killing anybody. Because I'm going to be like, it's not going to kill anybody because the rules. You know?
That was my next question. So you think, because they ended this episode with all of them still getting these visions of them being dead. Do you think that has, so you don't think that really is going to happen with the Aglika, Kay?
No, I don't think the Aglika is going to kill anybody. Like, I think that, they're going to they're going to maybe get more in depth with George's mom, and she's going to tell them exactly how to reverse it or do whatever. But, and maybe the Aglika is going to do portents for a few episodes, but I don't feel like the Aglika is going to kill anybody. And I think that's because we've established rules.
Right.
And I think that's the rules of this world. So that the supernatural is just going to be kind of playing in the background. And I don't know, because I'm not I know Susie used to be like the CW expert. Like, I don't know other CW shows like Supernatural or Kate Keene or, I don't know those other shows. So I don't know, because I know Riverdale has an element of supernatural in it. I would be interested to see in other CW shows if their supernatural elements actually kill people.
More Supernatural does. I haven't watched the last couple of seasons, but there has been episodes where a supernatural presence has been the main part of that case.
It kills people.
Yeah. Well, now they kind of get more into angels and demons too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of a whole different subject. But yeah, I think it's Supernatural does have more of a supernatural presence that kills and is part of the case than it does with Nancy Drew. But Nancy Drew does remind me a lot about Riverdale. What do you think, Sam, with the Aglika? Do you think it's...
I think that it's probably... let's do this. a seance isn't supposed to be fun and happy and dandy. Like, even if the ghost is nice or whatever, yeah, it's supposed to freak you out. You're talking to like another part, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for it to be that spooky feature, it's still like, as humans today, it's still an unknown thing. Like, not everyone can connect with a ghost, you know? Right. So I think that keeping that element, it's still spooky, but that doesn't mean it has to kill us necessarily. I like that it's different from the books and how mm-hmm. we're adding the supernatural to help them solve the clues, because the town is so small. So Nancy is really getting a lot of help from these supernatural things. And then it also connects to our characters. So for George's mom to be connected to that world, like if they started killing, mm-hmm. like, you, does that make George's mom a bad person? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's just those things that you kind of have to think about, like, are you using this for evil or good? And mm-hmm. I think it's really just the matter of helping solve Nancy's mysteries.
You know what I will think? Because you made a good point by the supernatural is kind of, it's just a presence that might help them solve another case. I think that Glaika really has to do with more the Marvins, because at the end of the episode, Bess sees mm-hmm. the painting and she's asking Aunt Diana, what is this? And it's the face of the Glaika. Because remember, they were able to see the Glaika when they wanted to call out for Owen's spirit, but instead the Glaika showed up. So they have seen it before, which is very rare. It normally doesn't show its face. So it's kind of like a little bit of Dead Lucy, where the Glaika wants his or her presence to be known, because I bet you with the Marvins, there's some mystery there that we might get into a season two that's going to lead into the Glaika's case that the Drew crew needs to solve.
Yeah.
Could be. But what I like is Lucy's mom and Nancy, because that was a sweet moment where I feel like Nancy for the first time is able to connect with a real family member. And she was like, you know, I'm your granddaughter. What'd you guys like about? Did you guys like that moment too?
Yeah, I did too. It was nice to see a soft side of the mom, because mm-hmm. I think before we've seen the mom as kind of a scary person, you know, like she was flying off the handle. But this time she was really sweet, you know, and she said something to the effect of like, you know, we had our differences or whatever, but Lucy knew I always loved her and she always took care of me. And I was like, oh, that was good to know that they had at least some sweet moments together. And so that was nice for Nancy to be able to connect with her grandma, which sounds crazy to say, but to be able to to kind of connect with her grandma and not just see her as like some crazy lady, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved it. I thought that just made her more human, and whatever her mental disability is, it's like that made her come back to like everyone's level.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then Nancy does ask, so where's Josh at? She's like, well, Josh never went away. So Nancy goes on top of the roof. She finds out Josh's hiding spot. She sees Lucy's charm, and she confronts Josh. That part was creepy with the knife. I was like, oh no, I thought someone was going to fall off the roof. Like, that's how it was going to end for me. But they end up saving Josh. She falls over the edge, but Nancy and Ace end up grabbing him. And I don't know what we're going to get for season two, but do you think Josh is going to be there for Nancy, or do we still have some trust issues with Josh?
I feel like Josh freaked out because he didn't want to believe that Ryan was a part of his niece, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved how he like looked like Freddy Krueger and like this was out there with the knife, and yeah, it was so perfect. I was like, okay, let's do this Halloween.
So Freddy Krueger.
I don't know. I feel like he might not. I think she's going to realize that Josh not accepting her is the same thing as her not accepting her father, Ryan.
Very true. But I think Nancy will lean on Ryan first before she opens up to Josh.
Yes.
I could see that.
But wait, but she won't be able to have a relationship with Josh. She's even in jail.
Yeah.
Like, he tried to kill her. That's not up to her. Like, the cops came, they investigated. It's the state versus the person. He's going to the bogey. Yeah. So yeah, what kind of relationship they have gonna try and have, it's gonna be like a Karen situation across the table. Like,
no, I don't know. I just, you never know for next season, but they might bring Josh back in to help for a case or something. And I don't know if Nancy then would try to open up with Josh because he is family. And I think maybe on some level she would want to try to connect with him a little bit because she probably wants to know more about Lucy. If she had any questions about Lucy, I think maybe she would ask Josh because right now Lucy's mom, she's either in or she's out. And I just don't know if they're going to tie up the whole loose ends with Lucy. So maybe that's why they would bring Josh back into it again. But Kate, do you think they'll even bring Josh into next season or do you think his storyline is done?
Nah, I think he's out of there because he tried to kill her, so he's going to jail for that. He murdered Owen. He definitely going to jail for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Does not forgive people.
That's true.
Raised her entire life and done nothing but give her a good life. So you think that she gonna forgive a dude that tried to murder her and murder for the flavor of the week, the love of her life at this point?
Definitely not forgive, but she might still have questions.
She ain't even talking to her dad right now. There's a chance that she could change and have like some kind of catharsis and process through Owen's death and kind of be different. But like, you know, old Nancy, we know. Don't talk to people,
She's out of there.
Get out of my life.
Get out of my life. But they probably, I don't know. I feel like season one is going to bleed over into season two because we know that there's some season one still left because of COVID and editing issues. Mm-hmm. But that's the good point that you made, Chelsea. I mean, there may well be in the official season two, like a metamorphosis or some kind of change within Nancy. We might see a different Nancy. That would be great.
Yeah, we might. We might. Because I feel like with this season, she's always always action before thinking almost is kind of how I would best describe Nancy. Like whenever there's something impulsive that would happen, impulsive is the best way to describe Nancy. Mm-hmm. Maybe in season two, she's not going to be quite as impulsive. Like she's going to maybe think things more through and whatever cases is going to lead into season two, she might think, okay, how can I think about this? And what's the best way it's going to benefit the situation? But I don't know. I just thought maybe because she pulled Josh up from the ledge and he killed Owen and he tried to kill her. But I just have a feeling maybe that that's not the end of their story plot, their storyline. Mm. There could be more to it. And if Nancy wants more answers, maybe about Lucy or anything with maybe Lucy's mom, Josh is going to be the go-to person for that. Because Ryan only knows Lucy up to a certain point, but Josh knows that's her brother. Josh knows Lucy. He grew up with her. So I feel like if there's anything that's going to go back with Lucy, Josh is the go-to person. Just kind of my opinion, but we'll see what happens with it. And that was kind of the whole case between Owen. I'm sad Owen's not coming back. And I thought maybe somehow he would, but no, unless they need to talk with their spirit.
They said it right off the top, like he's dead. I was like,
I knew it.
He's our first death, huh? Like, I mean, of a character that like we knew. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's pretty wild.
I was a fan of Owen, but we also are a fan here at AfterBuzz TV, and Sam here has a message for you guys.
Yeah, we wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, and to continue to make this grow and make this as amazing as it is, we need your help. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, if you can like and subscribe, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And as always, you are our fourth mic. So we want to hear you guys comment. We want to communicate with you. You are a part of the show as much as we are. And so let's keep the conversation going and keep this boat alive. And of course, we're going to give a big thank you to Maria and Kevin for everything they do and bringing this to the table for us in general. So
thanks guys and thanks for tuning in remotely too. We appreciate it. So with Bess and Lizbeth's relationship, they are having some issues, and I don't know. After kind of watching this episode, I know we weren't really a fan of Lisbeth, but she's starting to grow on me a little bit. And I think she really, on some level, does really care for it. She really does care for Bess. Because when they were in the police station, she's like, gosh, I really wish I was there. I didn't come across a selfish reason as when I first thought it was. I think she really wanted to be there to see what was going on, investigate it, and be there for Bess. It wasn't more coming out of, oh, I'm your girlfriend, and I have to show pride, and I have to be here. But I don't know, what was your guys' thoughts on Bess and Lisbeth this episode? Hey, you guys are still known?
I don't trust her because, I don't know, if I really love somebody, I think I'd give them, like, some gems, right? Like, come on. For her to be like, you know, they're skeletons. Like, she's not stupid. She knows there's skeletons in that closet. Mm-hmm. Of her family. So, like, I don't know. I don't trust her. I feel like she doesn't want her to know something, and it might be because she's tied to it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I feel like the more and more they talk, the more and more I just go, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. She wants to be super detective and, you know, do whatever. And then, you know, Bess wants to be a super Marvin and get in there. And it's just like, this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's just doomed to fail. And I'm like, Sam, I just don't trust Lisbeth.
I mean, even people. People in the chat are on our side. I just want to let you know chat people are on our side. They're saying Liz is bad news, and she's sketchy, and she could be protecting her, and she's not. Like, see.
No, I do agree that I don't think the relationship is definitely not working out. We saw them go like this, opposite ways this episode, but I think Lisbeth also has her guard up as well, too, because she even confronted Bess by saying, would you let me know what was going on with your family? And Bess hesitated. She didn't really give her that answer either. So there's trust issues on both parties. Bess has trust issues, and Lisbeth has trust issues with Bess, too. So that's why I don't think it's going to work. But I don't know. I mean, am I a huge fan of Lisbeth? No, she's never really been one of my favorite characters, but I hope for season 2, we could see a little bit more of her story. Cause I think there's still something hidden there that we quite don't know yet. And I don't know. So we'll see. And wouldn't it be interesting though, if Aunt Diana knows a little bit more about Lisbeth and her family too. I think Aunt Diana's was way more than what she's leading on.
I think Aunt Diana is a boss. I like her.
She is, girl.
I like her. I'm like, she says the right things at the right time. She gives you that little like sass, but not really. It's like endearing. I don't know. I love it.
Tell me this. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not sure if that's true. Like, I felt this episode like she was kind of rewriting Bess's history when they were in the hallway before. You know, she was telling Bess about the paintings. She was like, you know, you have a place here. It's comfortable. We love you. She was like, yeah, you've never had someone to care for you. Like, you've never had a mother and a father to care for you and look out for you. I was kind of like, what? Like, okay. Like, Bess didn't know her dad, but it seemed to me, I mean, maybe she was just saying that she was pretty happy with her mom. I mean, she grew up, she didn't have much, but it wasn't like her mom neglected her. And I felt like Aunt Diana was trying to play her like, you've never had a good family. And I was kind of like, wait, what? No, that
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I thought that was interesting. I was like, that's kind of shady on Diana's part, but like, that's how you ingratiate people to you, right? You make them think like, we're the only people you have. We're the only people that care about you. We're the only people that love you. So I was kind of like,
If Bess had to choose between Lisbeth or Aunt Diana, who do you think she would go for?
Aunt Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she would be wrong either if she chose Anne Diana.
No, I agree. Because I think she's even, like I said, having red flags with Lizbeth. And even when she was, yeah, they were all, when Lizbeth had her suspects and Bess was talking to her saying, okay, will you let me know if you find anything? Lizbeth was like, no, I'm probably not going to do that. Probably not. And even Bess had to take a step back, like, okay, what's going on with our relationship? So I think she's turning more into a Marvin because she wants it so badly. And Aunt Diana can be controlling. And I think unless Aunt Diana is just wanting Bess to be in a relationship with Lizbeth, just to have a cop on their side, if Bess isn't willing to do that, then Aunt Diana's gonna be like, okay, cut ties with her because I don't approve of her. She only wants that relationship so she can have a cop on her side. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Because before she was telling her, you know, that she needed to not take Lizbeth seriously and not really bring her around. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, you know, she was like, yeah, you need to get as much information, you can cozy up to her. I was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, we'll see what goes in the next season. All right. Favorite couple, Nick and George. We are a huge George fan, and I like how they wrapped up her story for this season, because it does start off with when she was with Ryan, and she just had insecurities about being with him, because she calls him out. She's like, I was 17, you were an older man, you kept me secret. And, you know, when you're at 17 and an older man's telling you all these promises or filling your head with ideas, you're going to believe them. So she said, you should have known better. You should have stopped this. But I'm glad where she caught herself saying, but I'm not going to make that mistake again. And I'm going into a new relationship, and I'm not going to be held back because of you and your actions. And I was just a team George for this whole episode. Sam, what are your thoughts on George?
I am so proud of George. I can't even wrap my head around, because at first when she's doing Ned like that, I was like, what is her problem? I was getting so frustrated, and I even wrote here in my notes, like, George is making me cringe, why? And I was so mad. And then finally when she talked to Ryan, it's like, I mean, a lot of women can be in that position in many different ways, right? Like, I've been a George per se. Mm-hmm. And like, it is so hard to speak your mind and speak up to someone and be able to, you know, be proud of being a woman, right? And for her to express how she was feeling and how she's like, I'm not gonna let how you like manipulated me continue, like, mm-hmm. that alone is like, you know how many women can't say that? Like, for her to say that and do that is amazing. And for them to do that to her character is completely evolution for George. Because before, you did see her as like the meek, I'm going to be quiet, I just need some type of love, and this mm-hmm. is the only person that's giving it to me. And for her to be with a nice guy like Ned, they like, you know, she wants to better herself. And that's just something to be happy about. And for her to become an adult, she is ready to own this restaurant. Like, she's ready. She's, you know. I don't worry about George anymore.
No. What about you, Kay?
Yeah, I mean, that was good. I was last week after the last episode, I was folding laundry and I was just thinking about Ryan's character. And I was like, he's Nancy's dad. And he, especially after Beth was like, you had a relationship with Nancy's dad, you know? I was like, but he still is like a pedophile. Like, how are we going to reconcile that? Like, as a writer, like, how would you reconcile that? But mm-hmm. they got back to it this week, and it was perfect, because what we needed was for George to confront him and for him to take responsibility and say, yeah, that was messed up. I was in a messed up place. That was my bad. Like, I was trash. So I was like, okay, that was good. Like, you know, it was really on the road to redemption for him. And great for her to recognize that as well. There was a part where Nick says, are you trying to push me away? And then he tries to grab her hand and he says, I forgot, no one likes that. And I was like, oh my gosh, no one. And then I realized, like, poor Nick, like, he's never been able to, at least as we've seen, been in like a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, Nancy and him were dating, they had chemistry, but she had him in a corner. Like, she didn't want anybody to know that they were together. They didn't get to hold hands in public and be a couple and all of that kind of stuff. And then for George to treat him like that too and just be like, oh, well, I'm just really not into BDA. I was like, dad, for me, you're never find a girl that want to be out with. Which is insane because he's cute and a nice guy. So for her to realize she just had issues that she needed to work through, I was like, yes, I was so glad. And then to see them come together in the end, I was like, oh my gosh, now they get to be like a for real cute couple. I am here for it. I'm so excited for next season to like see them together, working in the club and being out cute. So yes. I'm very excited about that.
We're looking forward to it. But I will say I am impressed with Ryan the most this season. He has grown so much as a character. He started off kind of as this self-absorbed person at the very beginning, and then now he's really thinking things through. Like, I really liked how he owned his mistakes with George, who was like, you know what, you're right, call me out, I should have known better. And I liked how he stopped at Nancy's house and began the episode just to check in on her to make sure she's okay, and he's here because he's like, I'm her father, I just heard that Owen got murdered, I want to check in on her. So I really do see him trying, and I'm hoping for next episode that we could see more of Nancy and Ryan involved together as a daughter and father relationship. But that was pretty much our season finale. Let's go ahead and get into our special segment, Sam.
Yes, so we want you guys in the chat to join us. We're gonna all go over our OMG moments of the episode or of the season, since this is our season finale. What had you like shook? What had you scared? What had you say, oh my God? So let's start with you, Chelsea.
Well, I'll just say for this episode, my favorite OMG moment was with George and Brian and with Nick and George. And I liked how she's saying, I always feel like I'm that girl that you keep a secret, not the girl that you take out to dinner. And then Nick said, oh, well, let's go ahead and make reservations.
Yes. So cute. So cute.
So cute. But yeah, that was kind of my favorite moment for this episode. And then, you know, kind of shocked me a little bit with Josh and Nancy when they're fighting. You just see like the knife. And I'm glad that we did know who did kill Owen. I thought they might leave it on to season two. So I kind of like how that unraveled as well.
How about you, Kay?
From this episode or period?
You can do either one.
There's so many, so many.
I know, maybe this episode. I feel like the whole season, we've just been shook around, shaken, rattled.
I think when Josh was hanging over the edge of the building, like when he flipped over the and was just like hanging, I was like, oh my gosh. I thought for sure he was going to fall. And that Nancy said, you know, I had to think about it. Like, I wanted to let him fall. And she felt bad about that, which I thought was like really a testament to, you know, how just she is a really good person. And, you know, Nick just told her, you thought about it, but you did the right thing. That's what's important. But when he was hanging over the edge, I was like, oh, he about to fall on top of that cop car. It is over.
I honestly thought that was going to be like a Mufasa moment where she was going to say something and let him go. Yeah. And then it didn't happen. Yeah, because he was literally like this. And I was like, oh, she's going to be mean and do something. And she didn't. So good girl, Nancy. For me, I want to say my OMG moment was the end. I didn't expect that at all. I don't know what I expected. I guess I wanted it to end around the Josh thing. And maybe we could have ended there and then the next season could have started fresh. But for us to see them all basically dying, that's a lot to say. You're like, you know, that's a lot of a big message. I honestly do not really know what we can expect in season two.
Yeah,
like,
with all those visions that they keep getting. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But what's the chat room? Are they participating? Do they have any favorite moments from the season?
Logan Knight says that his OMG moment is Owen being dead period. When because he's so good looking.
Yeah. Yes, we all know that.
Billie Jean 24, her OMG moment is the ending. Yeah, same. Everyone getting a glimpse of their death was crazy. Nancy finding out she was Lucy's daughter was a big shocker. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was that.
Oh, that was huge.
That
no.
In the
season
finale. Like the fact that they gave it to us, you know, four episodes ago, that was great. That was one of the best reveals. Yeah, that was so good.
That was a great episode. Yeah. That was one of my favorites for this whole entire season.
Yeah, same for the whole season. That's
so good. Okay, well, let's get into some news and gossip. But hey,
you guys are saying you don't know what's going to happen in season two, but yes, who does?
No. Yes.
Give us the rundown.
I have a little deep. Okay, so the showrunners are basically your writers who are in charge of the show. They gave an interview to Entertainment Weekly, and they said there will always be a supernatural presence in the show. It can come in many forms. It will always be rooted in something human and earthbound that's happening in Nancy's life and Horseshoe Bay as a town. So we're never going to get away from the creepy spookiness of Horseshoe Bay, which I loved. That was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think the more we get to box in the rules of the show, we know that the supernatural isn't going to be something to be feared as much. So anyway, they said moving into season two, there's going to be a triangle, daddy-daughter triangle, not a love triangle, a daddy-daughter triangle, with, of course, Carson, Ryan, and Nancy.
Yeah.
Everything's going to try and go back to normal at this point. They said Carson is going to be trying to resume his law practice. Ryan is going to be trying to decide how much he wants to be involved in his family empire. You know, it seems like before he had kind of swore the family off. So, but I think he's going to get pulled back in. And I totally forgot about this. They said that, talked about how his dad is facing trial for murder.
Oh, so, my God. Hey, right? I totally forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about that. So he is going to, they are going to need him kind of to step up in the family and like, get some family. So,
wow.
That is good.
I feel like he's going to get sucked back into the family. So that's going to be really interesting for season two to see how that plays out. So a lot of really interesting details and probably loose ends that we had completely forgot about coming back to kind of fray, you know, edges and unravel things again. So very exciting season two coming up.
Did they say anything about Lucy, or she kind of wrapped up for this season? They're now going to move on to the next story plot for season two.
And they said that too was the idea that there will essentially always be a mystery, just like we saw this season, some smaller that can be solved in one episode and then others that span throughout the season.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't see any mention of Lucy. Not to say that she isn't coming back, but I didn't see anything about it.
Okay, yeah, interesting. So, well, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for season two. Yeah. Even though this is the season finale, I know you kind of just gave us a rundown, Kay, of season two, but do you guys have any predictions of what you think, how the season's going to start off
now,
next year?
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Maybe we will start off with the Hudsons. We haven't heard from Mama Hudson in a while.
It's been a while. And how long is Ryan going to wait before he tells the family?
That's right. That's it.
And it's not up to Nancy to tell. If it was up to Nancy, she wouldn't tell anybody, right? But like Ryan's going to need to let the family know. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting to see how that whole situation plays out. And now Nancy just has family all over town, honey. She got grandmama in the little crazy house, honey. She got her brothers in prison. I mean, sorry, her uncle's going to be in prison. You know, I don't know.
She's going to need someone. So who's going to be Nancy's next love interest? Do you think it's going to be Ace? Or do you think it's going to be a new character? We're going with Ace?
Ace, 100%.
You know what? No, now that I think about it, it probably is going to be a new character. Poor Ace is going to be sidelined again. He's going to be the best friend that's there. And she's going to pass him right on by. for some little new dude that's coming into town. She's going to pass him by. And then he's going to end up going out with the librarian girl that is
No!
And then Nancy's going to be jealous. And then she's going to try and get him back. And that's going to be drama.
No, they had that like, I was a nerd and you were a nerd, not like the I was a nerd and you were a nerd. It was like,
I mean, different. Friendship evolved. Ask George and Nick. Friendship evolved.
He's just so good. She needs somebody that's grounded. And he's the most grounded.
He is grounded. But he likes her too much. She's not gonna want
she doesn't to like that. You're right.
She likes a little mystery with the guy too, or if there's a problem. So we'll see. I have lots of possibilities for season two. So I enjoyed being part of this panel and hosting with you guys. And I just want to stay safe, and hopefully we can all be back for season two. But quickly, before we leave, Kay, where can they find you on social media?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to miss you guys so much over the summer, the longest summer. So you guys can definitely find me at Host K. That's HostKay. I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. I'm going to miss you guys. This is like my favorite part of the week. And, of course, I miss the people in the chat. So hopefully you guys stay in touch, and when we get to season two, you're right there with us again. So if you want to hit me up, I'm on Instagram at @storyup_Samantha.
Yes, and then you guys could find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker. And yeah, I really want to thank all the fans that we have in the chat room being with us every Thursday night. We love hearing your thoughts and your opinions about the show. So hopefully we can all be together for season two. But I know, like, my little heart. Okay. All right, you guys. Will you guys all stay safe and have a good night? And we will see you next season.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.